Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We are up to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Brachos, a very famous Amud and a very beautiful Amud. And the Gemara essentially just records a number of the statements continuing the Gemara in Daf Tazayin Mabez that various Amorayim and Tanayim would make after they finished davening. And many of the statements, of course, are famous because they have been introduced in one way or another into some of the various things that we say and that we do. So the Gemara says the last line, the test line is, "Safar basu tzulse amar hachi rotsim v'necha shem l'kenu shetotsim shalom b'famalia shalmala." That there should be peace in the famalia shalmala. That means in the sari ha'umos she kishasarim shalmala yishtagar b'nehem. Rashi says, "Tekef yishketata ben ha'umos k'dichsiv b'yata shuv hilochem im sar paras." Okay, so this is something like the upper chambers, the various malachim that represent different nations. Shamata, so there should be peace among the upper chambers, among the lower chambers. Rashi says that the lower chambers are the chabura shochachamim. Also between the tamidim themselves, or oskim b'torasecha, ben oskim lishma, ben oskim shelo lishma, whether these tamidim are totally for the sake of heaven or not. The kol oskin shelo lishma yi ratzon sheyu oskin lishma. And those to meet them that are learning shelo lishma, hopefully they can end up transforming their learning to lishma. Rav Alexandri Basit Sluse Amar Hachi. So yi ratzon mufanecha shemokenu shetamideinu bekeren ora v'al tamideinu bekeren chashecha. They should stand us in a ray of light, and not necessarily b'keren chashecha, b'al yad v'libeinu, our hearts should not weaken, v'al yachshechu enenu, our eyes should not become darkened. But there's another version of what Alexandria said, Iga diamri ha rav hamnuna masdila. So that statement before was not Rav Alexandria, rather is Rav Hamnuna. What was it that Rav Alexandria said? Again, a very famous Gemara. So Rav Alexandria busted the matzli amar hachi after he davened, he would say the following: Ribon ha'olam, Ribon ha'olam, mim galiv v'yadul f'necha sh'ritzoneinu la'asot sh'ritzoncha, u'mim ma'akev. HaKadosh Baruch, you know that it's our ratzon to do your ratzon. What stands in the way? Sor shebe'isa v'shibud malchus. That the two things that stand in our way are sor shebe'isa, the yeast in the dough. Rashi says the yitzahara shebel b'veinu shemachmitzenu, that our yitzahara in our hearts that is machmitz us, that expands us, that gives us a certain amount of gaiva. So one thing that holds us back is gaiva, perhaps, going to Rashi. Other meforshim give a different shot. What does it mean, the sor shebe'isa? Rav Kook has a very nice piece on this topic. And the Shibud Malchus, being sort of under the thumb of the nations of the world. We will be saved from the hands of the Shibud Malchus and also from the hands of the Sorsha Be'isa, Shematzilenu Mi'odam. Okay. V'nashuv la'asos chukei ritzoncha b'lev avshalim. Rava basarts lusa merhachi elokai ashlo natsarti enu kedai viachshav shenatsarti kilo natsarti afarni bechayai kavchamer misasai hari ani lefanecha kichli malei busha uchlima yirasmu lefanecha shemokai shelo echate od umashikatasi lefanecha marak marek brachmechar bim avolo aide yisurin vchaloim raim. That obviously this tefillah that we say at the end of all the Shemona Esrei is of Yom Kippur. Okay, the Hainu Vidoy Rav Hamnuna Zutib Yom Kippur, and this was the nature of the Vidoy of Rav Hamnuna, the small one, on Yom Kippur. And because this was the Vidoy of Rav Hamnuna, so then we introduce this at the end of Shemona Esrei after our Viduyim as well. So Mar Bredi Ravina Kihavim Misayim Slusa Amar Hachi. And by the way, I would just mention as a side note that I'm not sure, and it's a topic I wanted to research myself, like when were some of these things introduced into the Siddur? So for instance, we had in yesterday's Amud, one of the Merayim said the Tefillah became introduced as the Tefillah of the Berachas Chodesh. So, you know, at what point were sort of these things added on afterwards? Mar Bredi Ravina Kehavim Misayim Tzlusa Amar Hachi Elokai Nitzor L'Shonim Miros V'Samidah B'Mir Mabim Kolei Nafshi Tidom. Elokai, let's just translate that. Nitzur Lashoni Mira, guard my tongue from evil. V'sisasai medaber mirma, my lips from speaking deceit. V'lim kalalai nafshi tidom, and for those people that want to curse me, my soul should be silent. V'nafshi kafar l'kol tiyan, and I, my nefesh should be like afar to everyone. Namely, I should have no sense of either retribution or ego or need for revenge. Okay, Masakli be Basar Sakam, Mr. Sakati of Navshi, Batatsilata me Pegara, me Sahara, Ume Isha Ra, Mikol Raosa, Misrak Shos, Lavoba Olam, Fikola Hoshim, Alai Ra, Mehira Hafer Atsasam, Mikol Kel Makshvosam. Anybody that wants to do me harm, Hafer Atsasam, Mikol Kel Makshvosam, you Lord Son, Yrifi, Vigil Vecha, Shem Tsuri Vigoli, and of course, in one form or another, that's what we say after Shmona Esrei. Rav Sheshes ki havi yosef tanisa. Rav Sheshes, when he was sitting and he was engaged in a personal fast, baser demotzli omar hakri. After he davened, he said the following: Ribona olamim goloy lufanecha bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim. When the Beis Hamigdash was standing, so adam chote umakriv karbon v'ein makrivim mimenu el chelbo v'damo. Okay, what was it that became sacrificed in that karban? And obviously this is not true by every karban, but the chelev and the blood, the fats and the dam. Umiskaper lo, and he would then be atoned because of that. V'yachshav yoshavti b'tanis, and here I just sort of, I'm sitting in a tanis, or I just completed a tanis, v'nismait chelbi v'dami, and my fats and my blood have been diminished, i.e., like I've been diminished because of the tannis. He rasam of necha shechelbi v'dami shenismaet ki'ilu hikraftav hikraftiv lufanecha agabe hamizbeach v'tirzeni. That hopefully the diminishment of my chelav and my dam should serve like a karban on the mizbeach, and I should have atonement. Rav Yochanan ki have misayim Sifra de Eov, when he finished learning Eov Amar Hachi, Sof Adam Lamus, Vesof Behema L'Shchita. That obviously at the end of a person's life, he's going to die. An animal is going to get killed. V'yakol Misa Him Omdim. Everyone at the end sort of goes to their grave. Okay, so then what's the purpose of life? You know, maybe it's very easy to feel somewhat almost like nihilistic if all we're going to do is end up in the grave. Ashri mishigodol b'torah v'yamale b'torah v'amalo b'torah. So happy is the person, lucky is the person who is gadol b'torah v'amalo b'torah, and all of his yearnings are in Torah. V'yose nachas ruach liyotzro, and he brings nachas ruach to his creator. V'gadol b'shem tov v'nivter b'shem tov, and he grows up and he establishes himself with a good name, and he dies with a good name, Mina Olam. Okay, it's a very beautiful Torah, a very beautiful Gemara. So, V'olav Amr Shlomo, and about sort of that person, Shlomo says, Tov Shem Mishem and Tov. The person who is Megadol himself in Torah and acquires a good name, that a good name is better than good oil or other delicacies of this world. V'yom Hamaves, V'yom Holado, that the day of a person's death, person who's lived a good life and he's acquired knowledge and a good reputation, is even greater in a way because of all that he's acquired than the day of his birth. So Margalib Puma Durav Meir. So all these in the last Amud were statements that various Chachamim made after davening. And now we're going to go through various statements that are sort of jewels that various Tanaim and Raim, they said in their lifetime, sort of various statements that were often associated with different of the Chazal. So Margalib Pumid Rav Meir, so Gomor B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha, you should learn with all of your heart and all of your nefesh, Ladas Ezdarchai, to know my ways, V'lishkod Al Dalosi, and to work hard on my doorsteps, obviously of Torah. Aldalse Torasi, the doorsteps of my Torah. Nitzur Torasi, you should guard my Torah. Bilavavcha or Bilibcha. V'neged Einecha Tiyeh Yirasi, you should always be conscious of fearing God. Shamar picha mikol chait. You should guard your mouth from any sin. V'taher v'tiher v'kidesh atzmecha mikol ashama. You should purify yourself. You should sanctify yourself from any asham, from any sin or any guilt. This is what Rav Meir used to say. This is sort of like a bracha of sorts to the Lomdei Torah. So Margala b'pumayhu d'rabbanan d'yavna ani brei v'chavrei brei. I am considered to be God's child, and my friends are considered to be God's child or God's children. Rashi says ani. This is the first in line. Haosei b'torah brei ani v'chein chavirai amaretz breihu. My friend who's amaretz is also God's child. Ani melachti be'ir. My work is in the city, right? Hu malachto besadeh. I'm giving you 1 second. Rashi's ani malachti be'ir, klomar, noche malachti mimlachto. Like, maybe I have like an easier job in a way, or it's more pleasant, it's more rewarding. So, ani malachti be'ir, hu malachto besadeh. He's doing backbreaking work, and I'm doing different types of work. Ani mashkim malachti, I get up early for my malacha, of learning, who mashkim l'malachto. And by the way, this is just like a reminder for people that are, their job is to be in learning, that should be taken with the same seriousness as a person whose job is to do something else. You know, someone who's learning in Kollel, is getting paid to be in Kollel, that means that, you know, it's a full day. It's not just sort of viewing that as time off. So the Gemara continues the first wide line. Kishem shehu einu misgader b'malachti. Just like he doesn't presume to either understand or to judge or to sort of creep into the territory of my melacha, kachani eini misgader b'malachto. I should be respectful as well about the melacha that this person is doing. Okay, so v'shema tamatomar ani marbev hu mamit. You know, maybe you can say, well, me, the Talmid Chacham, you know, I'm marbev hu mamit, and I'm doing more and he's doing less. So shaninu, we have a statement found in several places in Shas. So echad marbev echad mamit. This is speaking about various types of karbanos, whether you do a lot or whether you do a little, as long as your heart is geared towards heaven, this is a very, very beautiful Gemara, right? That Talmid Chacham should be able to say, I'm doing something necessary, he's doing necessary, we're each serving Kadosh Baruch Hu in our own way, and to have pride in that, but without sort of a sense of like degradation about people that are not doing that. Okay, so Margal Bapumye the Abaye, it was found in the mouth of Abaye, the following statement, lo mihe adam arum biyira, person should be almost like deceiving when it comes to yira. Rashi says, laharin chomine arama liyira sparo, that he should find any way, like any mechanism that he could, almost to be deceitful, to find ways of being able to have yira shemayim, namely to think of various like mechanisms and to almost be like a chacham of how a person could be a yirah shemayim. Usually when we say harama, deceitfulness, that's a negative thing. Here obviously means, you know, in a positive way. That person should use all of his almost intellectual abilities to figure out how he could instill yirah shemayim in himself. So man rach meshiv chama. Okay, so what does that mean? Maybe he should respond gently to people. And what's Meshiv Chama? Let's see, there's a different Gersa that's mentioned. Yashuv Chama? Give me 1 second if you don't mind. Yeah, excuse me. So, manerach yashiv chema, that a soft answer, right, you know, a soft response can turn away anger, right? That somebody's even upset at you, but if you respond gently, so then, you know, that person's anger is in some way diminished. Okay. Umar b'shalom im echav, and you should always look to have more peace with your brethren, im krovav, with your relatives, im kol adam, afilim nachri b'shok, even if the person is a non-Jew in the marketplace. Kdei shehei ahuv l'mala v'nechmad l'mata, so that you are beloved in heaven and that you are considered to be pleasant in this world. V'hei mikubol al habrios, and you should be well received by all creations. And obviously, this touches into a lot of the comments made in Pirkei Avos about, you know, somebody's ahuv v'akash baruch hu, who's loved by other people, nocha habrios, you know, Nocha Hemenu, et cetera, et cetera. And this Gemara reflects all that. So Amru Olav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was known to be, you know, a very, very pleasant person. So it was said about him, Shol Dimu Adam Shalom Me'olam, that nobody ever beat him to the punch of being Makdim Shalom to him. You know, two people would see each other, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would always be the one to initiate a greeting. But I feel Nachri B'Shok, even if it was a non-Jew in the Shok, Yochanan ben Zakkai was always quick to extend greetings to everybody. So Margalei B'Pumia D'Rava Tachlis Chachma Tshuva. The purpose of Chachma is that a person improves himself and repents. U'masim tovim shlo yehei adam kore v'shone u'bo'et be'aviv. That the purpose of Chachma is Tshuva, and to do good deeds. Okay, shlo yehei adam kori v'shone. You shouldn't have a person that he's a learner, but uboit ba'aviv, and he's sort of like, you know, stomping on his father. He's insulting his father. Ubeimo, uberabo, ubmisha hu gadol mimenu b'chachma b'minyan, and that he's sort of mistreating his elders. So if he's gonna be doing that, so you know, what's the purpose of all of his learning? Shneamar reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The most important aspect of chachma, or the most significant and the purpose of Chachma is Yiras Hashem, Seichel Tov Chol Oseihem. So the Seichel Tov for everyone who does them. Lo Osim Lo Nemar Ela Li Oseihem. Lo Osim Lishma V'lo Lo Osim Shelo Lishma. Okay, so it says that Chol Oseihem, namely that the point is that the mitzvahs themselves are supposed to transform a person. Not seichel tov la'osim, but seichel tov l'chol oseihem, you know, anybody that does them, the mitzvahs. So the purpose of that is seichel tov and yirah shemayim. Okay, vayter the Gemara. So v'chol oseh shelo lishma, nochlo shelo nivra. And then the end of this statement of Rava is that anybody that does something shelo lishma, nochlo shelo nivra, it's better that he not be created in the first place. Now, as everybody knows, and Tosis points out that the Gemara says in several places, when we see this Tosis inside, ha'oseh shelo lishma, nochlo shelo nivra, v'im tomar, hamar Rav Yehuda, marav, perek makam shenagu. It says in the fourth perek, Masechus Sochim, li'olam yasok adam b'torah uva mitzvos, afil shelo lishma, shemitok shelo lishma, ba'al lishma. So on the one hand, the Gemara says that's good to do the mitzvos even shelo lishma. It's good to learn even shelo lishma. But yet, our Gemara over here says a person does something shelo lishma, nochlo Shalivro, it's better they not be created. And in fact, about sort of the value in a way of Shalol Lishma, the very top of our Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin of an Aleph. So Rav Safra had said that Ben Oskin Lishma, Ben Oskin Shalol Lishma, Chol Oskin Shalol Lishma, Yiratzon Sheyu Oskin Lishma. But you know, that we give a bracha to everyone, Lishma or Shalol Lishma. Obviously, Lishma is better, but it's not the end of the world to do something Shalol Lishma. But yet here, Rava comes along and says that Hoshi Shalishma Nochlo Shalivros. So Tosa says, V'yesh Lomar, the Hocha Mari She'enu Lomed El Kanter Chavirov, V'hosam Mari Shalomed Amanas Sheikh of Duhu. He says there's different types of Shalolishma. There is a Shalolishma that is not so bad. I do Shalolishma, And hopefully, mitoch shelo lishma bal lishma, that's the person that is learning amanas sheyechavduhu, that he gets respect. He becomes an honorable person. It's not great motivations, but it's not the end of the world. When do we say that a person that does something shelo lishma, nochlo shelivros? That's Tosfos points out, he's learning lekanter chaverov. I'm doing that just to either embarrass or to fight with, or to instigate against my friends, maybe against my rebbeim. I have negative purposes involved. That person, Tosa says, is what the Gemara is talking about of nochlo shelo livros. Okay, right to the Gemara. Margalib pumia derav lo kolum hazehelum haba. That this world is not like the next world. Helum haba ein bo lo achil lo shtia. In the next world, there's no eating, there's no drinking, lo pirvi rivya. And presumably, and this is what the Rambam says, we're talking about Olam Haba, right, which is what the Gemara says also. And the next world is Lo Masav Matan, Velo Kinna, Velo Sinna, Velo Tachrus, right, there's none of that. El Tzadikim Yoshvin Vatrusayim Berusheihem Venenim Mizivashchina. Okay, the Tzadik sit with their crowns on their heads, and Venenim Mizivashchina. There's a lengthy discussion of the Rambam, what this is talking about. And the Rambam points this to saying that the purpose of Olam Haba is basically to understand God better. It's like the Yedias Hashem, and the soul is even more crystallized during that period of time. And the purpose of Olam Haba is like the place of the pure understanding of God's existence. And the Rambam learns that from this Gemara and others as well. Shenemar, V'yachazu es halukim v'yochlu v'yishtu. Okay, so gedol lahavtacha shehivticha nechesh baruch l'nashim yoser min ha'nashim. Not sure why this Gemara is here, right? Okay, so there's I'm just looking at the Hagos V'Tzionim on the side. I apologize, I didn't have a ton of time to prepare this Amud properly. So they discuss, or all of a sudden, in the middle of all these statements, we have this statement. So Gedol HaHavtacha Shehivtichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Nashim Yoser Min HaNashim, that women get even more schar than men. Shenemar Nashim She'ananos, women are sort of relying, Komna Shamana Koli, that they're able to stand and to hear my voice. Benos Botchos Hazena. So women, I'm not sure exactly why we see this in this pasuk, but either way, so the pasuk indicates in Yeshayahu that women have a higher level of schar than men do. Okay, Hazena Imrasi, excuse me. So Amalei Rav L'Rabichia, so Nashim B'mai Zachian. So, okay, we just heard that women have more schar, but more schar for doing what exactly? Where is their schar coming from? Okay, so very famous Gemara, so Bekruye B'nayhu Levei Kenishta. It's that they bring their children to the Beis HaKnesses Likros. Okay, if you take a look in Rashi over here, Levei Kenishta, Tinoko Shabbos Rabban Hayu Regilin Liyos Lamedim Lifnei Rabban Beis HaKnesses. The children would gather in shuls, and they would learn, and they would read with their Rebbe in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, that's step number one. Ubasnuye Gavrayu Bei Rabbanan. And they support, or they even bring their husbands to the Bei Rabbanan. Rashi says the Bei Rabbanan, Beis HaMedrash, Shesham Shonim Mishnah V'Talmud, right? That they're supportive of their husbands going to Bei Rabbanan. The Natran L'Gavrayu Ad Osmei Rabbanan. And they sort of wait up and they guard, or they're ready for their husbands when they come back from the Beis Medrash. Okay. Again, Rashi is Vnotron Gavrayu, Mamtinos Lebalayan, Vnosnus Lehem Rishus, Lalechas, Vilil Motora Biarcheres. So obviously, this is a beautiful statement of what the role of women historically have been, right? And it's also important to Vnosnus Lehem Rishus, Lalechas, Vilil Motora Biarcheres, that A, if husbands feel they need to go to a different city to learn, which obviously is a complicated matter, but even just Bechlal, the idea of the nos rishus, the husband having permission, namely the realization that a husband's first obligation is to his wife, whether it's just being in the house or in conversation or being helpful in some way. And therefore, the husband's not going to do that. He's going to go learn, which he's also obligated to do. It needs to be done with an nesinas rishus. It's not just done with a sort of a certain basic, assumption that that's his his God-given right. Okay, so Kehava Miftri Rabbanon Mibei Rav Ami, when the Chachamim would excuse themselves, Rashi says, Zem Mizeh, Shayonoto Rishus Mechaveru Lashuv Lubeso Ula Arzo. The Chachamim were learning, and Rashi says, this is specifically talking about a case where Chachamim were learning in a different city, and then they were returning back to their homes. So they would sort of take leave of each other. So they would tell each other sort of this bracha upon departure from themselves. Olamecha, olamcha tira b'chayecha, v'chrischa l'chayi olam haba, v'tivascha l'dordorin. You should, olamcha tira b'chayecha, namely you should have like all of your needs taken care of in this lifetime. Rashi says, kol tzarchecha timtza. You should have like all of your needs taken care of. V'acharischa l'chai olam, and your end should be the world olam haba. V'tifascha l'dordorim, and you should have sort of a hope, and your name should be remembered for generations to come. So libcha yeget funa, picha yedaber chachmos. This is obviously what we say to our children when we give the birchas habana before Yom Kippur. Your heart should understand and seek tfuna, understanding. Picha yedaber chachmos, lishoncha yarchish rananos. Your tongue should whisper song. Afafecha yisharu negdecha, that your eyelids should flutter in a straight way in front of you. Einecha yairu b'mor Torah, your eyes should see and be lit up with the Mor HaTorah. Panecha yasiru kizor harakia, sizasecha yabiu da'as, your lips should talk and speak out da'as. Uchil yosecha, your kidneys, ta'loza misharim, should sort of sing in straightness. Obviously the kidneys are the heart of knowledge. Upamecha yarutzu lishmo divrei asik yomin. Okay? And you should sort of run to hear the words at the end of days. Three lines to the bottom. When the Chachamim would excuse themselves and they would take leave of each other, our princes are bearing the yoke. Okay. Alufenu misuvalim, Rabbi Shmuel v'yamri lo Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar, chad amar alufenu b'Torah misuvalim b'mitzvos. Our princes are princes of Torah, and they're bearing the yoke of mitzvos. V'chad amar alufenu b'Torah, the other opinion, whether it is Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Elazar, they say our princes are the princes of Torah and mitzvos, umisuvalim b'yisurim. They are bearing the yoke of hardships. And we're basically right in the middle of this Gemara, and we will continue that in Emiras Hashem tomorrow on Thursday. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.